I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Lebanon is starting to emerge from an austere nationwide lockdown. This week saw the lifting of a 24-hour curfew and some non-essential businesses reopened. It's a tiny sign of hope after an extremely difficult 6 weeks. The lockdown forced Triumphant Mercy Lebanon to close, stopping vital food aid for many. Believers refused to give up and started doing home delivery, which continues today. Visits may be extremely short, but each one opens doors for the gospel. Executive Director Nuna.
These are words that we hear again and again. Nobody is doing what you're doing. Nobody is loving us like you're doing. Nobody's following up with us like you're doing. They know we're believers. So when they see us acting like Christ, they're just seeing it as an act of love.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. 70 Christians have been released from 3 different prisons in Eritrea. However, many more remain behind bars. The East African country takes a strict stance on religion, allowing only 3 Christian denominations to operate alongside Islam. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs, Canada.
I think Eritrea is trying to present itself as being more open. There's a number of reasons why they have been released, because of the coronavirus and overcrowding in the prisons.
Musselman says the harsh treatment of certain Christian groups began in the early 2000s when the government started abusing evangelicals. Some Orthodox leaders condemned the actions and were imprisoned as well. Remember these Eritrean Christians still in prison and ask God to comfort them in their suffering. Please pray their love for one another would bear witness to the love of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Living Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.